From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will. Nice to talk to you.
Hi, Leanne. It's great to see you last weekend, too.
Oh, it was such a good time that we had at the 2009 American Crossword Puzzle Championship. And actually, we have someone special with us on the show today. It's actually the winner, Tyler Hinman. Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
5 wins in a row.
Yeah.
Whoa. I was there, so I actually witnessed what was probably the most exciting crossword puzzle tournament I've seen in my lifetime, and I haven't seen too many of them, but would you agree, Will?
Mine too, yes.
So explain, like, what happened.
Well, the 3 finalists, Tyler was one, he was 4-time reigning champion. There was Tripp Payne and Francis Heaney, who's a relative newcomer. So the 3 of them are racing to solve this final puzzle. They're on stage, they're standing up in front of a giant board, and Tripp is the first to finish. He whips off his headphones, and the crowd groans because he has 2 letters wrong. A few minutes later, Francis finishes. He has the same 2 letters wrong. So now Tyler has to finish the puzzle before the 20-minute time limit. He has 2 letters he can't fill in. They're different from Tripp's and Francis's mistake. And finally, like in a flash of inspiration, he fills in the last 2 letters, whips off his headphones, yells done. He thinks he's finished 3rd, and he turns around and sees the crowd just erupt in applause.
Wow.
It was just a great, great moment.
Tyler, were you at all aware that Tripp and Francis hadn't finished?
You know, you really have to assume that they were, that they were correct and that I was playing for 2nd and then 3rd. But I knew that obviously given my previous experiences, that there's always a chance.
Well, congratulations. Stick with us because we want to come back to you later. But first, we want to get to our on-air puzzle. And Will, I brushed up on my Shakespeare last week. What was the challenge you left for everyone to solve?
Okay, last week's challenge came from our old pal, Merle Regal. I said, take the phrase Atlas of the World, change the E to an R, rearrange all the letters to name 2 cities that are closely related. What cities are they?
And those cities are?
They are Dallas, Fort Worth.
Outstanding. Well, a lot of people knew the answer to that. We received over 3,000 entries, and from those entries, we randomly selected Leslie Garcia. Now, she lives in Richardson, Texas, but as far as we know, Leslie, our guest today, you're pretty close to Dallas, huh?
I'm very close to Dallas, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful coincidence. Nice serendipity. What do you do there in Texas?
I write for the Dallas Morning News. I write about fitness. And I have a newsletter and a blog, and I have a column, too.
Ah, do you do the crossword?
I do the crossword. You bet I do.
How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
I solved this one, like, immediately. I mean, some of them, it haunts me through the week, but this one, it was, like, immediate.
Wow.
Well, worse than it was. So.
Well, you really sound pretty prepared to play today. Are you ready?
I hope so. I'm counting on you, Leanne.
I'm counting on you, Leslie. All right, Will, let's play.
All right, Leslie, today's theme is elm trees. Every answer is a familiar 2-word phrase that contains the consecutive letters E-L-M.
Okay.
And specifically, the first word will end in E-L, and the second word will start with M.
Okay.
For example, if the clue were publication that a person with wanderlust might read, you would say travel magazine.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
All right, number 1, sort of plant where Pittsburgh workers work.
Steel mill.
Excellent. Number 2, a person who runs a Hyatt or Four Seasons, for example.
Hotel manager.
That's it. Food giant that's best known for its canned fruit.
Del Monte.
Nice. Amplifying device for a speaker that clips onto one's clothing.
Lapel microphone.
That's it. A Cooper. Yeah.
Cooper is in C. Oh, a barrel maker.
A barrel maker, good. Discoloration on a floor left by the back of a shoe.
It wouldn't be a scuff mark, a heel mark.
Heel mark is right. Try this one. Old-time actress singer who starred in Annie Get Your Gun and Gypsy.
Oh, I can see her. let's see. What does it start with? Ethel Merman.
Yes.
Ethel Merman is right. How about this? Former New York senator succeeded by Hillary Clinton.
I'm just drawing,
I'm drawing a blank.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I got you both.
Oh, I got it. No, you didn't.
Yeah, Leanne? Yeah.
Daniel Moynihan.
Daniel Moynihan. Nice. Okay. And your last one. what Aretha Franklin sings in church.
Well, if Saturday night she sings soul.
What does she sing Sunday morning?
S-O-E-L, can we?
No, what would she sing on Sunday morning?
I believe the first letter.
Blanking G, gospel, dear.
Oh, gospel.
Gospel music.
Gospel.
Nice job.
But still.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding?
I started out strong.
You were. Well, Leslie, I think you did great. And everyone that plays on the air gets to take home some things. And we actually, Tyler Hinman, our crossword champion, is going to read them for you. So go ahead, Tyler.
All right. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a flashy weekend edition lapel pin.
Cool.
The 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2. And speaking of the Puzzle Master, you'll get Will Shortz's latest book series, Will Shortz Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
Oh, Tyler Hinman, you are great. All right, well, Leslie, before we say goodbye to you, tell us what member station you listen to.
I listen to KERA, and I'm a member as of like an hour ago.
Good for you. Good for you. We love it. Leslie Garcia of Richardson, Texas, thanks for playing with us. You were great.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
And Tyler Hinman, American Crossword Puzzle Champion for 2009. Thanks a lot for helping us out today.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. And Will, you still have more work. What's the challenge for next week?
One more challenge. I'm afraid this might be too easy, but let's see. Think of a familiar phrase in five words that means tongue-tied. And here's what's unusual about it. One word in it has one letter. One word has two letters. One word has three. One has four. And one has five. Not necessarily in that order. What's the phrase? So again, a familiar phrase in five words that means tongue-tied. One word in it has one letter, one word has two, one has three, one has four, and one has five. What phrase is this?
Yeah, and he thinks it's too easy. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please, our deadline. This week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we will call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.